Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez, the second segment. And we're talking about attorney Jose Luis Ramirez Irizarri, who passed away on February 18th. And as I was saying in the first segment, he was with Fomento, the Puerto Industrial Development Company, the Economic Development Administration. I had different names from 65 to 2008 without any break during that all of that period. And most of the time, I think 90 over 95% of the time as general counsel for Fomento, the Puerto Rico Industrial Development Company. And going over some of the values that I reflected on when I saw his La Esquela, the obituary, and for his funeral that was celebrated on the 28th of February, Saturday. One of the things that happened when I saw that in Nuevo Dia, I called up Tito Colorado, who I knew he worked under a couple of times, and I know they had an incredibly great relationship, and I just asked them, you know, what he had heard and all, and Tito said that he had been invited to talk. I told him I was a little bit confused because the Kela had that it would be from 8 a.m. and there would be a service, La Iglesia Bautista de Quintana, at 5 p.m. and then a memorial to him at 6:30. And my interpretation was that there was going to be a religious service at this Iglesia Bautista, the Baptist Church at Quintana. But Tito said, no, everything's going to be in Arit. And he was right. It says, habrá un servicio de la Iglesia Bautista, not un servicio de en. It was a service was going to be of the Baptist Church and not at the Baptist Church. It was always strange because if there's a mass, a Catholic, it's not really, by such a parish, Nuestra Señora de Belén. It's a Catholic mass. But at least here, you know, it is by a particular church that he attended very, very faithfully and very religiously. And the course recordatorio, course of the memorial, that's where Tito was going to be talking. And Billy Rifkall, another administrator of Fomento, and Boris Hasquilla was also, there were three Fomento persons that he worked with as general counsel and who got to know him personally really, really well. When we got to the service at 5 p.m., they inverted the memorial to start first because Tito Colorado had a commitment, this ship from Spain, and he's involved with the Spanish Chamber of Commerce was coming in. So they did the memorial first and the religious subsequent. I stayed on through the religious service, and which probably started around 6:30 or so, and lasted till almost 8 o'clock. And of course, so then I got to hear the eulogies by the different family members and friends that came and spoke, long time friends, neighbors, and all. But I'll get to that in a second. Let me go back to Jose Luis in terms of the professional at Fomento. One of the things that was really critical and very important. The process of having the grant issued or a particular amendment issued invariably took 6-9 months. It was just a process, and I never quite understood why it had to be so slow. They always passed, you know, laws for it to be expedited, but you know, such and such a agency had to answer within 30 days, but the agency would ask for an extension, and so it never got much better. But we had to rely to a great extent on verbal assurances that the particular, you know, grant would be issued, or that a particular amendment, the amendments were even more critical because they were more sui generis, more custom as to what was happening. We had to rely on verbal assurances that from Treasury and would be communicated through Jose Luis would be eventually issued, and a tremendous amount of financial risks and management risks and legal risks from our point of view were undertaken based on the verbal assurances. So he was really, really trustworthy, and he was the person who we got the word back as to what the government's position would be. And assuming it was acceptable, we reached an agreement that, you know, we relied on that kind of a verbal assurances, and never were we had problems, but, you know, with respect to relying on that. The other thing that was really as a value, and I consider this really an important value, each day more and more important and more the priority reaches, is it very responsive. I mean, he had, you can imagine the kinds of things he had on his plate, yet you could count on him getting back to you and, you know, within a reasonable period of time. And super appreciated because, you know, the clients were on our back as to, you know, what was the decision? Did the meeting with Treasury take place? What does Treasury position? A lot of pressure on us, and he was responsive, and I always appreciated that tremendously. I was the group. I said goodbye to the. This group from Keene, New Hampshire, on Thursday night of last week. And as this thing I've done the 3 years, I go around 6 o'clock on Thursday. They usually fly out early, I mean like 6 a.m. on Friday. And I go over to say, you know, feedback and all. And they had a little reflection period. They called it the rose, people would say the thorn, which is what, you know, you didn't like, the bud, what was you hoped, what was your hope, and how did, and then the rose of what was good, what blossomed out as you expected. And I told them that my thorn was some of the people that I had counted on in order to help, you know, host this group of about 32 kids, juniors and seniors, and about 7 adults, and, you know, the people that I had counted on and didn't respond. And so I told them, please, this value of responsiveness is really critical. You know, the people can count on you. It's part of trust, and it's just so appreciated. So that was a value that Jose Luis had that I appreciated tremendously. We had, you know, one of the things is we had, as I said, in my particular case, because I wasn't in Fomento, I never worked with any government agency. It was completely a professional one. And one of the things that was important, even though within that professional we became friends, there was an unwritten rule, and it happened with all the attorneys in our firm, is we kept the relationship, you know, professional. And you know, that is relatively critical. Like, there was never any doubt as to, you know, the honesty and the loyalty that Jose Luis had for the agencies and for the Puerto Rico government, and that was never put in doubt. I I mean, one of the things when I reflect back on my professional 42 years in Meccano Valdez, one of the things I appreciated the most is I never had concerns with violating ethical canon with respect to the clients that we handled. And with respect to the attorneys in the firm, and the way we did things, and that you could sleep with your conscience clear that you did things above board without any crossing any unethical lines that would be of concern. I can't remember ever any kind of implication of. By someone, with respect to money crossing or something being done that would be unethical. And Jose Luis was at the right up there at the top of being completely transparent and never any kind of hints or anything of that area, so that was a value that tremendously appreciated and it provides for one to live with at peace at peace with also, because as you know, the definition of happiness for me is living your personal values with a sense of self-satisfaction and peace. And so if you're dealing with persons like Jose Luis Ramirez and the values are consistent with one's values, there's great self-satisfaction in resolving the issues for the clients, and there's great peace in the way it's achieved. So that was really important, and is one of the things I always appreciated very much. One of the things I kind of, a little bit of a sigh, is when you go to a funeral and somebody who had given so much of his life to the public service and to the way he did it and the sacrifices economically that entailed because of his passion for helping Puerto Rico. When you go to a funeral, I really had expected many more accountants and attorneys and industrious who dealt with him to be there. I didn't expect hundreds, but 10, 15, and I was the only one. Other than the three I had mentioned, Boris Asquille, Tito Colorado, and Billy Rifkol, who gave their presentations and left. But I was the only one at the end going through the religious service. And he, the son, brought in friends and family members, asked whether they wanted, anybody else wanted to give any words at that moment. Some of them he prompted that. In fact, the other ones he did. I think most of the other ones he prompted at the end. And he says, "Anybody else?" And I raised my hand because I thought there was one area that needed a little bit of addition or clarification or to complement what had been said. And I stood up there and said, "None of you here know me, know who I am." So I introduced myself, and I was just an attorney that had dealt with him for, some 36 years. And then gave them some of these values that I've just finished outlining for you. Reflections I had, and most of them were not new. There are things that I had known about him and appreciated over many years. Some of them were kind of at that moment, but more importantly. They became more important as I thought back with nostalgia and all the relationships so many years. so that that basically are my reflections on Jose Luis, and we've been talking different areas with respect to this term that I liked in the podcast, when Larry Santos of Yale, the resume versus eulogy values, and I keep on reflecting on that. With the resume values are not really devoid of the eulogy values, in the sense of, because the professional values carried out correctly, of being humble and being kind and being responsive and trustworthy and ethical, they carry over to the family and to the eulogy values at the end. But usually, like this funeral, it's the eulogy values, the personal values that are given most importance. So that is the first reflection. It went on a lot longer. We have two segments, of this program. I hope my need to come forward with a relationship that was so important, and at this given moment, he was 4 years older than me, he would have been 86 now in towards the end of March, and I'll be 82 at the end of April. So we were contemporaries, of that particular world, I think one of the most important things you can look back in life is those relationships that were really important and steadfast, and thank God for them, and thank God for having him part of the relationship that was available in Puerto Rico during all those years. So we've run out of time in the second segment. We'll be right back after the pause. I want to go back on what we did that Saturday, which was a great congress on NeuroEDU 2026, use of neuroscience and how it plays into these emotional areas of emotion and all. So we'll come back. We'll be back and discuss that congress and a couple of other things in relation to that when we come back after the pause. This is George Gonzalez Reflections.